that's how it used to be, don't forget my name. I would never switch up for cash and fuck the fame. And I just need you to understand, I wanna be a helping hand.
First I had to find it. I couldn't find a friend. Had to rely on my wits. I be with Mike and man. 9 days I be with Sage and with Six. Chris, you dig? I'm in LA, we go. Please come and claim it, kid. I cannot play with them. Let's try a different approach out. I celebrate with a toast. Bro, do you know if you with me, we homebound. I need a city to hold down. You niggas gave me a coast. You went and gave me a cape. But that never gave me no hope. I found a new way to cope. It ain't no slave in my soul. But I keep the memories close by. Even when I hit a low, I still give thanks to the most high. I can't do favors no more. If you lame and you broke and you waiting for cosign, I take a play to go. Right after break, bro. Do so my chain is gold. Tell me how you been faking the whole time. That's a surveillance goal. These niggas be playing for both sides. This shit can take a toll. There ain't no. There ain't no. Yeah. Damn plays it, huh?
Aspire to greater steps, kill the game. I arrive just to pay respect. All that talking that you do is cheap. You ain't making sense, breaking bread. Boy, you couldn't break a thread. Making threats, boy, you couldn't make a friend. Take offense over something someone says you said. You get slept, make your bed, no escape, save your breath. Okay, what's next? These boys hardly harder. I'm like a modern Charlie Parker mixed with Alibaba. Leave these kids more fucked up than that Molly got them. Like a little scrappy song, you don't want no problems. Sigh idly, then reply calmly. Lie to me, then rely on me. The day's gone, this is afterlife. But I'm like an old school singer, I'm glad it's night. Corbin asked me if I'm scared of dying. The more I think about it, I'm kind of excited. Maybe that's because my mind is sick and demented. But death ain't shit but a new.
And fears. I'm new to this grief I can't explain. But I'm no stranger to the heartache and the pain. The fire I began is burning me alive. But I know better than to leave and let it die. Every now and then, is it over yet? Will I ever feel again? I'm a sinner. feel alone. So I watch the summer stars to lead me home.
Silhouette by Owl City. It is 12:08. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your new DJ for this hour, and depending if other DJs show up the next 4 or 5 hours. To the guy who recommended a song and had it played that was possibly his original song, I apologize that the phones were unable to be answered. I'm a different guy now, but if you still like want to call, I guess you can. Good song, quite a bop. At the beginning, I got some jazz for you. Will probably last all hour, and then we'll see if I have more time after that. To start off, we've got My Heart Stood Still by Frank Sinatra. Following that will be The Girl from Ipanema by Amy Winehouse. Enjoy.
I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word spoken, I could tell you knew. that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well that you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
And the clasp of hands told me how well you knew.
I laughed at sweethearts I met at school. All indiscreet hearts seemed romantic fools.
A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I saw your eyes, now castles rise in Spain.
Not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew. That unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until that thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
That was My Heart Stood Still by Frank Sinatra. I have with me, the guy who requested that song that was just played, and I'm about to put him on air to talk to him over the air. Wonderful. Okay, here we go. Hello. You still there? Hello? He may or may not still be there. Are you still there, dude? I can't hear you, if you are. I apologize. Okay, well, sorry about this. Never done a on-air phone call, so this may be my fault. If it is, call back, and I will check out the handbook, see what else I'm supposed to do. All right. Otherwise, for our listeners, we will continue with the music. The Girl from Ipanema by Amy Winehouse.
When she walks, it's just like a samba that swings so cool and sweet.
Hello, everyone. We're trying this again with our guest here. Can you say something?
Hey, how's it going?
Awesome. Great. All right, we gotcha. So first, what's your name?
You know, it's me, the Big Digital Splits.
The Big Digital Splits?
Nah, it's just a digital split, but people call me the Big Digital Splits.
Ah.
You can just call me Splits, though.
All right, Splits. Awesome. What the last DJ just played, when did you release that, and tell me about that, album or single or whatever it was.
So, I produced that hit. That joint's pretty new. It's about, like, I don't know, about a month old by now.
Okay.
Month old, maybe shy a few days, but, yeah, you know, like, we was just in the studio, and, like, the vibes were just crazy, so, like, we just threw that thing together, and the vibes were flowing, like, nuts, like, it was nothing, bro, like, it was crazy, like, you should have seen it, dude.
Yeah. Is there a whole album out?
Nah, so that's just, like, a single, that's just, like, an EP. It's just, like, a single. There's no album yet.
Okay, but more to come.
Soon, though.
No. Awesome. So, Splits, how did you get into music?
Could you put your phone closer? You're kind of quiet on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, you're good.
Okay.
What was the question?
How did you get into music? Just tell me about yourself, your musical career.
Damn, bro. I don't think I really, I, like, fell in love with music back when I was, like, I'd say, like, 13. You know, like, I was always, like, in and out of households, like, you know, like, the home life wasn't really for me, but, like, so, like, I always just been, like, in the streets and shit, but, like, ooh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
You're all good.
Nah, my fault. You know, I just been in the streets, but, like, you know, but, like, music has always been there. It's always something that, like, it's always been something that, like, my apologies. Always been something that's, like, there, like, I can latch to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was always kind of comforting to, like, just get in the studio, you know, like, bust out a hit.
Yeah, how long have you been doing that?
It's been years now. I'd say about, like, 6 years.
Wow. Okay, and how old were you when you started?
I started when I, like, really started, like, taking it seriously and ish. See, I reversed it, so it's not a swear anymore. probably, like, I don't know, dude. Like, I was probably 14.
Wow.
It was something on, like, GarageBand, but, like, back then, like, GarageBand wasn't really, like, popping, so it was just like a dinky beat. You know,
yeah.
I called it a pistola.
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 Nice.
Yeah, man, that was my first hit. And also, for the record, I call all my songs hits because I know they're hits, just even though people haven't seen them yet. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're sure they will be hits once they catch on.
Yeah, everyone gonna be chanting "Big Digital Spliff" coming, you know, through the airwaves.
Oh yeah.
3-6 every day.
So, Splits, are you a Boston native?
Yeah, you know, I've been in Boston for, like, my whole life, you know. Just, like, I've been moving around, though, different parts of Boston, different areas, different cities, you know. All throughout the local areas and stuff.
Do you play instruments? Do you perform live? Describe your typical music ventures.
Yeah, believe it or not, the only instrument that I can, like, actually play is an accordion.
Really? How did that happen?
Because, well, my family, like, it's always been, like, a super, like, big tradition. Like, even though, like, I didn't really have a family, like, the one that really adopted me and, like, I felt like was, like, my own blood. Like, and they was from, like, Switzerland. and their grandfather was really big into like the accordion, and they taught me how to play it, and I cherish that forever.
Wow. Do you think you'll ever incorporate that into your music?
Yo, like, I think that would be, like, super dope. And, like, I think I should probably get on that or something. That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, accordion and rap, I think, definitely could produce wonderful songs and albums together.
Yeah, for real, man. So, like, what kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to all kinds of music, really. I play a lot of folk on here, but, you know, I listen to whatever.
That's dope. You listen to any rap?
A little. Not too familiar with it, but...
Aw, oh, man, come on, y'all. I know you gotta be busting down. I know you be hitting the whips and shit. I know you be hitting the dabs.
So...
Yeah, you do.
All right. Do you play your accordion anywhere, or is it just something that you, a skill set that you have?
Well, like I said, I know how to play, but my accordion's been broke for like 3 years. My dog got like too close to it and started going crazy. You know, like I love my dog though, so I'm just trying to grind so I can get like a real nice accordion so I can be playing that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big spliff.
So you said you produced this EP. Correct?
Yeah.
Walk me through that process. When did that start? How did you go about doing that?
Well, you know, like, it all started, like, one day I just woke up and I was like, damn, like, Donald Trump's really the president, bro. And, like, that shit just messed me up, dude. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I was like Bernie Sanders till I die, bro.
I feel ya.
And this was like at the beginning of this year. This wasn't even like a while ago, bro. I just woke up and I was like, damn, like, if Donald Trump really gonna be doing something like that, like next level boss up like that, then I'm a next level boss up, and I'm gonna make a song, I'm gonna bust a song out on Pro Tunes real quick, bust it, you know, and came out fire, bro. It's a hit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, throw some hi-hats in there, bro, some bass snares, you know what I'm saying? Loop in some vocals, bro, put some effects on it, bro. That's the perfect recipe right there for a hit.
Definitely. So I walked into the studio right as the song was playing, so I didn't get a chance to fully listen to it. How many people are in the recording, and instruments and voices?
So believe it or not, there's actually 4 people on vocals.
Really?
I looped them so perfectly together that you can't even tell, and they've all merged into one.
That's impressive.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And what are the instruments, the background?
So it's all on Pro Tunes, so it's just like a computer is basically just the instrument.
Okay.
So it's technically just one instrument. I know what I'm saying. Big split.
Cool. And so the 4 people who are, is this a band, or is this just your, you invited them in?
Believe it or not, this is actually crazy. I got them all on Craigslist.
Really? Craigslist?
Yeah, because I'm always about like bringing different sounds and different people together, bro. And so like, I just had this like idea, and I was like, bro, this would be next level crazy if I did this, bro. Like, I had to make this hit, bro.
That's awesome. So you, then I take it you wrote the words and music for the entire song?
I write everything.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, I can spit a quick 16 right now if you want.
I would totally be down.
Word.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, bro. All right. Can you like loop on like an instrumental or something, or like can you not do that?
I have Spotify on my laptop. Do you have anything I can look up that you could use?
Nah, bro, it's chill.
Okay.
I'll go off the top, you know.
All right, just go ahead.
It's Big Spliff. Know what it is? This bad chick. butts on a lip. Yeah. Her back big like a fire truck, man. I just want to go to back, get the tummy tuck, man. I want Popeyes, greasy on my fingertips. She gonna lick it up like she never ate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had to censor some swears in there, but that's my next hit. It's coming out. I call it Kentucky Fried Hangover.
Kentucky Fried Hangover. Where did that name come from?
You know what it is. Like, sometimes we like to sauce it up and get a little saucy in the titles, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's wonderful. What is the name of your song again?
What was it?
What was the name of your hit? So I can bring it up.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Hangover. It's not out yet.
Okay. That's the next one.
Hey, but man, I got a roll though.
All right.
Can I do a quick shout out?
Yes, of course.
All right. Yo, shout out my boy Malcolm Higgins, being the biggest mother bitch in the...
Oof. All right, well, he's gone. That was Splits with his new EP. Check it out on Spotify today. I think it'll probably be on the... Whoever had the show last on their playlist on the WMFO website. So you can check it out, check out the name, stream it on Spotify. We'll continue. That was an interesting experience. I've never interviewed anyone before. Fun first interview. I will continue with the jazz. So here we are with The Nearness of You by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Enjoy.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft light to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, the thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. When you in my arms, and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. Yeah. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, yeah, babe, and to feel in the night, babe, the nearness of you.
That was The Nearness of You by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Before our next song, we have a PSA from the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Coming up next, we have Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy by the Andrews Sisters, followed by Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, another Ella Fitzgerald. Enjoy.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand.
because the next day the cat went out and drafted a band, and now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-lead, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, you can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato and I like potato. You like tomato and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. And I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off. You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. And I go for oysters. I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off. I say father and you say pater. I say mother and you say mater. Pater, mater, uncle, auntie, let's call the whole thing off. I like bananas and you like bananas. I say Havana and I get Havana. Bananas, bananas, Havana, Havana. Go your way, I'll go mine.
Let's Call the Whole Thing Off by Ella Fitzgerald. Coming up, All of Me by Frank Sinatra. And then Skyfall by Adele. Still jazz, even if it's modern. Enjoy.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the path that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Get all of me. Can't you see I'm just a mess without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Get a piece of these arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes. Never make it without you. You know you got the part. Used to be my heart. So why not? Why not take all of me?
Burst again.
Brass. Up next, Moondance by Van Morrison, followed by Children of Sanchez by Chuck Mangione. M-A-N-G-I-O-N-E.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? my love. Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La, 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 the moonlight on a magic night. Can
Children of Sanchez by Chuck Manguion. Manguion. This is Tom Felt. My usual radio hour is 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As no one has come yet to replace me, I will continue on with my jazz. Up next is At Last by Etta James, and if no one else appears in the studio, following that will be Feeling Good by Michael Bublé. Enjoy.